It's a really beautiful snowy day, and we're out in the wilderness in the Himalayas, and we decided to go there on a little vacation just to kind of get away. And you know, I finally saved up some money to come visit, and then, you know, it was kind of a spur of the moment, like, oh, we should really go here, you know, there's a ticket sale, so we did that. And so we're just out. We thought we'd go outside and do some hiking and whatnot. And you have your camera to, you know, take some really pretty pictures of the scenery. And we're hoping to take pictures of, you know, our favorite animals. And one of those animals just happened to be the very rare snow leopard. They're very difficult animals to get pictures of, so I've been told. But you have your heart set on capturing one, and I want to be able to help you find one, and I'm sure we will. So that's what we're doing. We're trying to find a snow leopard to take a picture of. You know, it's really cold outside, and, you know, the wind is blowing, and it's really snowy. And, you know, I say, like, maybe we should, like, you know, find some sort of shelter for us a few, you know, minutes or something, because it looks like it's going to get a little nasty out. And, you know, where we are quite far from, you know, the home camp, so we should probably, you know, find some place. And you agree, so, you know, as we walk ahead, we notice that there's this little cave, and it seems to be the perfect spot to go inside and, you know, to get some shelter from the snow and from the blizzard that might start. But you know, it's fine, because we have, you know, backpacks with us full of, you know, water and some food and stuff. So even if we were, you know, out here for a little bit, it would be okay, because we would be fine. And as we, you know, go into the cave and we, you know, settle down, and it's not so cold, and it's actually quite warm. We kind of snuggle up together, and you, you know, whisper into my ear that this would be a nice place to get comfortable. And I agree. I'm sure that we could find lots of entertaining things to do in this cave while we have to wait out the storm. But, you know, as we kind of cozy up and kind of, you know, start talking and giggling, and we can hear the, you know, our voices kind of echo in the cave, we notice that all of a sudden we hear some sort of shuffling, and we hear kind of like this heavy breathing, and you know, have a flashlight, and you point it into the cave, and lo and behold, we found a cave with two snow leopards. And at first, we're a little shocked and kind of a little, you know, nervous, the fact that we've invaded their territory, so to speak. So we're not quite sure how they're going to react. But, you know, as our eyes adjust and we look, get a, you know, a clearer look, we realize that, that it's a male and a female snow leopard, and the male is has mounted the female, and is quite busy with fucking her. And as we realize that that's happening, you pull me close, and you say, "Look, baby, they're enjoying each other just like I like to with you." And I giggle. And then I whisper to you, "Don't you realize that this is one of your fantasies, isn't it? To witness two snow leopards mating in real life." And, maybe we can get closer and get a better look. So, as we approach a little bit closer. They don't seem to mind that we're coming closer to them, which is remarkable. And as we get closer, you know, we get a better look at his really nice cock inside her pussy. And all of a sudden I can feel your hips kind of bucking into mine a little bit. This is turning you on, watching two beautiful, big, gorgeous, fluffy cats flap. It is, isn't it? Like, I can't deny the fact that the sight is really arousing to me, too. And, you know, all of a sudden, the male, he pulls out of her, and she gets up and kind of goes away into the other part of the cave, into the corner, and then, you know, the male, no, he wasn't finished, but she, she seems to be done, which is fine, because, you know, because the male isn't done and he's still very aroused, you know, that's when you say to me, baby, you should go and see if you can't help him finish. And, you know, I think that's a good idea. You know, we want to be able to help, you know, our fellow creature in need, right? It's a very instinct thing to do, really, to help each other. So, I approach the male snow leopard, and I start to stroke its head and his, you know, at first I was a little hesitant because I don't know how he's going to react to me, but, you know, he seems to be liking the contact, and then you kind of come up the other side and pet him, and we get kind of closer, we pet down his spine and get closer and closer to his ass, and all of a sudden his tail kind of flicks up and he starts to kind of purr, so indicating that he likes the contact. And as we get closer and closer to his cock, he really starts to purr, and you can tell that he really likes that. Doesn't he, baby? Yeah. Well, you know, you say to me, maybe, you know, we should, you know, get more comfortable. Maybe remove our clothing so that we can, you know, just have a better contact with him. So I start to take off my clothes. Take off the layers and strip down, take off my bra, letting my big breasts free, and then my panties, which have gotten a little wet, I'm not going to lie, because, you know, the idea of being intimate with this beautiful creature is not only arousing to you, but it's really arousing to me. Because I love all of your fantasies, and this one I find really sexy, and I'm so glad that we can finally try it. So, as I kind of strip down, and because I'm turned on and my pussy is wet, I think the male snow leopard can sense my arousal, and as I kind of cozy up to him, pressing my naked curvy body into his fur, he kind of starts to sniff my neck and kind of nuzzle his face and just get really cozy and close up to me, just like a big cat. Oh, so cute. And, you know, I lay down on the ground in kind of a doggy style, letting him mount me. And that sight has made you really, really hard. And I look up, kind of back where you are. And you've taken off your clothes. And, oh, baby. I can see how excited you are, huh? You're so hard, huh? You can't wait for this. Oh. For this beautiful cat to, oh, to thrust into me. And I can't wait either. Really. Oh, so turned on by this incredibly taboo thing that we're both so turned on to try. And then all of a sudden I feel, I can feel his car near my entrance, but I have my new little helping hand, so you grab his cock and you kind of help guide it into my pussy, and all of a sudden he slowly thrusts into me. Oh, it feels so, oh, so good. Oh. It's, oh my god. Oh, it's so big. Oh. He starts to fuck me. Panting and kind of purring loudly. Oh, baby. And you like seeing him fuck me? Oh. Kind of two fantasies for you. You get to see somebody else fuck me. Oh, but you get to see Snow Leopard fuck me. How naughty. Oh. And you've gotten really hard by watching this. I can see you stroking yourself and, as he fucks me, you can see that his tail is kind of flicked upward, exposing his sexy ass. And I know how much you love ass, don't you, baby? And, you know, I tell you, you know, you should stick your finger inside and see if he likes that, you know? And as you, you know, kind of get closer, his asshole with your finger starts to his asshole kind of starts to wink a little bit, meaning that the sensation is something that he seems to like, indicating that you can press your finger into his into his ass as he fucks me. And you know, I tell you, oh, you know, if he likes your finger, I think he would really, really like your cock in his ass. And you giggle and moan and you say, I think so too, baby. So, as, you know, he's mounting me, you start to, you start to mount him, and slowly push your cock into his ass. Oh, and he's purring now. He really likes that. And the sensation makes him, thrust into me even deeper and harder. Oh. Oh, and you're Oh, fucking his ass as he's fucking me. Oh. 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 Oh, it's such a hot sight. Seeing him on top of me and then seeing you on top of him. Oh, yeah. Oh. Does it feel so good, baby? Yeah, you like to fucking him in the ass? Oh, he loves it. He's getting closer. Oh, yeah. And you're so incredibly turned on by this. That, you tell me that you're getting close, too. Oh, yeah. Oh, reach under and rub my clit. Oh, this is so sexy. Oh, I'm not gonna last very long. Oh, this is such a turn on for me. I feel myself tightening up around his cock. Oh, my pussy is so wet. Oh, and finally, I can feel him thrusting faster and faster. Oh, he's gonna come inside me. Oh my god, he's gonna make it come too. The idea of him coming inside me, makes you want to explode. Oh my god, are we all gonna come together? Yeah. Dripping out of my pussy and just gushing out. And then as you pull out, you can see your cum gushing out of his ass and dripping down. Dripping down into my pussy. All our cum mixed together. maybe. Oh, so good. He gets up and we turn around to face his head, and he kind of nuzzles us and kind of cuddle into his to the nape of his neck and pet his head. And then he goes to go into the corner, kind of lay down and really sleep. He's really tired after that. We kind of go over to our corner and cozy up underneath our coats and our blankets, and now we're gonna have a really fun fun time in here, getting closer, and maybe we can have fun with him again. We're definitely gonna get some nice pictures, maybe some more intimate pictures than we thought we would, huh? Mm.